White. Petoskey, Michigan, May 26, 1891. Dear Willie, it is about sundown. Elder Fargo and Elder Starr, Sister Boyd and I, started in the Surrey to go to Harbor Springs. We got to the railroad crossing just before reaching Bayview. Brother Starr drove very gently over the crossing when the same crunch was heard and the new wheel broke all to bits. The hub was into kindling wood. We sank gently down. None of us were thrown out. The horse stood perfectly still, and here we have again escaped by the watch care of our Lord's heavenly messengers. Brother Starr went back and brought a wagon, heavy for two horses, with a heavy top very much like mine, which I sold to the Institute. They took the pole from it and put in fills, then came up to load four into such a carriage. I told Brother Starr I could not consent to go to Harbor Springs and my horse draw such a load. The carriage itself was enough without one person in it. So they went back while I called on Sister Esterman. Sarah came with Phaeton and has just brought me home. How glad I am I have the Phaeton. Dr. Dowse has just come in, asking me if I will speak on temperance next Sunday at W. Hall. I have consented to speak. Mother.